everybody, and thank you for joining me. I am your host, Smitty Smit, and this is the Xbox 360 SoloCast. This is episode number 12 for, what is today, Wednesday, December 14th, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I've got a pretty quick show for you guys after last week's Game of the Year discussion. My gamer score this week, a measly 86,509. I've only gained 40 points, and those were gained actually in all of those points were gained in Skyrim. I played a bunch more Skyrim. I ended up getting my character to level 60. He's maxed out in enchanting and smithing, so I've been creating some absolutely insane gear for him to wear. He wears all light armor, and I really, really like the Daedric sword, so I've started messing around with that a little bit. Played some NBA 2K12. I've been doing a lot with my player. Stay tuned to KmartGamer.com because I'm going to be doing a weekly article just to see how accurate 2K Sports' engine is compared to the actual NBA season. So that's going to be interesting to write, you know, as it is to watch and read. I also played some more Modern Warfare 3, and it's starting to grow on me a little bit, and we'll talk about it a little bit more later on in the show. On the dashboard, I've got no fucking clue what's on the dashboard, because this new dashboard, I've got no idea how to use it. I do know we've got some ads on the dashboard, some advertisements. That doesn't really bother me. I do think it's absolutely hilarious that I'm seeing some World of Warcraft advertisements on my console. I would love if World of Warcraft came to the console and, you know, had console-only servers. But that's never going to happen. We have to, you know, hold out for a new MMO. But I've got absolutely no clue how to use this damn thing. It's set up in a way that, you know, going from left to right across the top, you've got Bing, and Microsoft really wants you to start using Bing because they're losing an ass load of money because everybody uses Google. But you've got Bing, you've got Home, Social, TV, Video, Games, Music, Apps, and Settings. That is odd to me, okay? This is the Xbox 360, and Games is the fourth option at the top. This is a console made specifically for games. It's almost like it was an active choice to put games that far down to kind of show non-gamers, hey, look, this is for you, while gamers are more like, I don't give a fuck what it is, you know, let me play my game. So that's interesting. I will say there are some new apps for those of you in the USA. iHeartRadio, MSNBC, TMZ, and YouTube. That's pretty cool. It's a good start. There's a lot more apps for some of you in other countries. I didn't want to run down the entire list because there's actually quite a lot of apps. And like I said, that's pretty cool. I know Verizon Fios has, 26 channels that are available to people now. And you know my take on that. Bring the a la carte service. Otherwise, don't bother bringing it at all. I've got a product I want to talk to you guys this week, talk to you guys about this week, and it's another headset. I know you guys have heard me go on, little rants and raves about certain headsets, but I got the SteelSeries Spectrum 7B for review. This is an Xbox 360 headset. It also works for the PC and the Mac, but it's wireless, and it's actually pretty damn slick. First off, it's the most comfortable headset that I've ever reviewed for Xbox 360 headsets. That's first thing. And it's got, you know, instead of where the ear cups pinch on your ears like some of the other headphones do, and they are getting better. These have more of a squared top and kind of rest on your ears rather than having that constant pressure. But there's enough pressure there that the little pleather type ear cuffs things actually stay on your ears, stay over your ears. It's not an on-ear headset, it's an over-the-ear headset, which obviously adds to the comfort there. They've got 50mm speakers instead of some of the others that only carry 40. And they've got three sound settings, which that's pretty cool. So it works for me in particular. Like you all know, I'm married, I've got a couple of kids. I am a gamer. And even though I'm up at 5 a.m. every day to go to work, I'm still up until 11:30 or 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. midnight every single night. Because with a wife and kids, that's really the only time I get to play is after they go to bed. And I mean, there are occasions when I'll say to the wife last night, for instance, okay, the kids are on you tonight. I'm gonna go play. But as a responsible father, obviously that's not something I can do all the time, especially because I want to make sure my son and daughter are raised the right way. Which is also why, let's go ahead and get into this discussion. My son's 3 years old. My daughter's 3 months. I let my son watch the violent video games that I play. First, it's because I enjoy them, and I don't get much time to play. After he's gone to bed, I'm old, guys. I'm 30, so I need to get my playtime in whenever I can. But the reason I bring this up is because a lot of parents won't let their kids watch that stuff because kids don't understand. The reason kids don't understand is because parents don't want to explain it to them. My son, he is very well aware what he's seeing, the violence, the blood and the gore and things like that. And he understands in real life that's very painful. You can't do that. That's naughty. You don't want to hurt people. You want to love people. That type of thing. We're teaching him right. But he also understands that while I'm playing it, it's not real. My son, every parent thinks their kids are absolute geniuses anyway. But I really believe, that he's got a firm grasp on what's real, what's not, where the line is. He and I wrestle, and here's a cute little story for you. Have you ever been tickled, and you're tickled to the point where it's no longer funny, and it becomes, I want to rip your face off? Well, I had my son in a full Nelson. Not hard, I'm not beating the crap out of my kid. But we're wrestling and I got him in a full Nelson and I reached down and I started tickling his armpit and it was funny for 10 seconds. And he reached that point where it's no longer funny, Dad, I want to rip your face off. So, me being the awesome dad that I am, decided to take it a little bit further, another 5 or 10 seconds just to get him really pissed. And when he got to the point where he's really getting mad, and I can tell, I let him go, and I said, "Okay, that's enough." I let him go. He turned around. This kid's 3 years old, okay? So he doesn't know, the physics that go into everything. He stepped. He cocked back his arm, and he closed fist punched me in the jaw. Like, grown men haven't punched me like this, okay? It rattled my teeth. It brings tears to your eyes. I'm not crying. No, it's dusty. I mean, this 3-year-old kid absolutely jacked daddy up, okay? And as soon as he did it, I mean, the face dropped, the arms went to his side, and he was like, "Oh shit, I just hurt daddy." I deserved it, so I didn't get mad. And normally, when he does something, I'll get mad, and he'll get punished. I don't, like I said, I don't beat him, because I find that timeouts actually work better than spanking his butt or something like that. But I couldn't get mad, and he immediately said, "Dad, I'm sorry. Are you okay?" Which, I mean, that's cute in itself. A 3-year-old asking if I'm okay. I wasn't. But I told him I was. He came over, he hugged me, and he knew he had crossed the line. That is why I allow him to watch some of the stuff that I do, because he knows where the line is, and he and I have active discussions. He's not afraid to ask me what happened on the game, and I'm not afraid to explain why it's not okay for him to do that. Okay? What the hell was I talking about? Oh, the Steel Series Spectrum 7B headset. As I was saying, my kids, they go to sleep, my wife goes to sleep, I play Xbox, and then I'll go in and go to bed, and I've got an Xbox in the bedroom. That's what we use to watch Netflix and now YouTube and stuff on. And I can't, it's not like I can crank up the TV. My son's room is off my room. My daughter is still sharing a room with us because my wife is on borderline psychotic. She doesn't want the baby in the other room right now, which I'm fine with that. It doesn't bother me, whatever. So I'll throw on the Steel Series to listen to the TV and the three different sound settings. I've got one setting that I use for games and one that I actually use for entertainment, Netflix and things like that. And the difference in the sound is actually noticeable, and it's a good noticeable. Okay, the sounds that you want with the Xbox, those ambient sounds, those people running up behind you in Call of Duty and things like that, those are there. Whereas some of the other settings, the dialogue is more pronounced and things like that. I'm telling you guys this. I'm in the middle of reviewing these, and I've actually got what I'm recording the podcast on right now, the Diablo 3 PC headset that I'm reviewing as well. But I wanted you guys to be aware that the SteelSeries Spectrum 7B is a pretty damn sweet headset. You should probably pick it up if you're in the market for one. The only issue I have is that when you talk into the headset, you can't hear yourself, whereas something like a Turtle Beach does that. I mean, that's not a huge deal. It just sounds kind of funny when you're talking and you can't really hear yourself. So that's the only downfall that I have. The only downside that there is for those SteelSeries. Other than that, the comfort more than makes up for the lack of hearing myself in the ear. So. Weekly deals and releases. Nothing on retail that I want to talk about. If at this point you are paying attention to retail releases, you're probably not listening to my podcast anyway. On Xbox Live Arcade, we've got Joe Danger Special Edition and Sonic CD got released. That's pretty cool. Joe Danger, from what I'm looking, I haven't downloaded it yet, but it almost kind of looks like Excitebike, except more fun. What's more entertaining, I guess, is the word. For deals of the week, Bangio, I don't even know what this game is. It's 400 points, it's half off. Hardcore Uprising, that's 600 points, that's also half. Everything's half off. Hardcore Uprising is 600 points. I hear great things about that. I never had a chance to review it, but I might just pick that up for the hell of it. Radiant Silver Gun, that's a shooter type game. That's 600 points, and that's from what I'm hearing, that's a sweet ass game. And is it Guange or Guanji? That's 400 points. I've got no idea what that is either. But those are your deals. I mean, for 2,000 points, you can get four games that are all on sale this week. That's a pretty damn good deal. Or if you want to spend your points on something else, there's a ton of DLC out this week. Okay, let's start off with Gears of War 3, Rom's Shadow. It's 1,200 Microsoft points, and it's going to add 250 achievement points for you to go out and get. And it adds a few hours. I think the story is that you play half of it from the Gears side, and then half from you play the other half as General Rom from, what is it, the first Gears of War? Like I said, I've never played through the Gears of War series. So, also Battlefield 3, back to Carcand or Carcand. That's 1,200 Microsoft points. That's out today for you, Battlefield 3 enthusiasts. That's awesome for you. I mean, they're releasing DLC on a really early basis, and this was packed in. With the limited edition, I think, as well, for those who didn't have to buy it, lucky you. There was an Assassin's Creed Revelations Ancestors character pack. I think that's just what characters you play in online games. That's 320 points. There were three different Your Shape Fitness Evolved DLC packs. One was 560, the other 400, and one was 320. Duke Nukem Forever got some DLC, The Doctor Who Cloned Me. It's 800 points. I never finished Duke Nukem Forever. I want to, but they've got DLC out for it. Good for them. I've always held that Gearbox, took Duke Nukem and released Forever, just to get it out, get the name back out there. But that they have far more, just cooler, aspirations for the Duke Nukem IP itself, so I'm really interested to see what they do with that, further down the line. The second expansion deck for Magic: The Gathering 2012 is out, 240 points. Orcs Must Die: Lost Adventures, 400 points. The Gunstringer: Real Big Shootin', that's actually out tomorrow, the 15th. That's 240 points. And Pinball Effects 2, the new Marvel Vengeance and Virtue table pack, that's 800 Microsoft points. I'm going to pick that up. That's Marvel on Pinball Effects 2. Those guys over at Zen, they know their shit, especially when it comes to these pinball tables. Keep bringing these licensed comic book tables, guys, because you do an amazing job, and I want to see some more. And finally, and part of the reason why this podcast is so short this week, Bastion DLC. I got it for $1, 80 Microsoft points. I don't know if it's just a special today, if that's the actual price. Go get the Bastion DLC. Okay, if you don't have Bastion, turn my podcast off and go set yourself on fire. It's a great, great game. Not for Xbox Live Arcade. Just a great game, period. For demos, Just Dance 3 is out. That was the best-selling game over the Black Friday weekend. So, you know, the demo's out. Obviously, they're making a pretty big push to get even more sales. They know people love it now. It's, you know, the third installment. Games on demand this week. We've got Red Faction Armageddon. I think that's $40. Dynasty Warrior Six Empires. That's $30. And Alice Madness Returns is $40. I just picked up Red Faction Armageddon from Gamefly on sale for $6. And it's on Games on Demand for $40. So, yeah, no, don't bother with any of the games on demand until these guys understand that, you know, we need cheaper games, you know, half of what they're asking. Whatever they want to put for a price tag, cut it in half, subtract $10, that's what you should be charging, okay? So, news this week. There's really not a large variety of news, but there's a few things that I wanted to touch on. There was a Modern Warfare 3 that a patch that addressed lag and glitches. Kind of. I played Modern Warfare 3 last night, and I have to say it was a better experience. It still sucked. The hit detection is horrible. This lag compensation thing that I've heard about doesn't work. The only thing it does is transfer someone else's lag to me. So, you know, and I'm glad that they're addressing these issues with patches because, I mean, they just made $1 billion in 16 days. A billion dollars. So clearly, the way to fix the deficit in the United States rests on the shoulders of 12-year-old racists. So, you know, awesome. Let's stick them in Congress and see what they can get done. Infinity Ward also issued bans for 5,000 days. Okay, that's awesome. People that were boosting, glitching, you know, hacking, exploiting things like that. They're not getting banned from Xbox Live, which that may come. They're getting banned from Modern Warfare 3 for 5,000 days. So in 13 years, they can hop back on and enjoy, you know, Modern Warfare 3, which by then they might have the hit detection fixed. I'm not holding my breath for that though. Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD, and you know how I hate these long names. I'll make an exception. They're remaking Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, and they're putting it on Xbox Live Arcade for $15 this summer, summer of 2012. I'll be pissed if it's in Summer of Arcade, because Summer of Arcade is a place for new IPs to shine in the arcade marketplace. So this, you can expect, if they say Summer of 2012, you can probably expect this to be August, maybe early September before it gets released. Dungeon Defenders is getting some DLC for December 21st. We're not going to talk about that much. That's a week from now. So we'll wait till it releases, and then we'll check that out. And Risen 2 Dark Waters now has a release date. It's April 2012. And that was actually going to be the hype train this week, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do a little bit more research. If they've announced a release date, there might be some new information that I haven't gotten a PR email about. So Risen 2 Dark Waters will be on the hype train for next week. The hot topic, I did have someone email. I'm not going to read his email, you know, from last week, but I want you guys to chime in a little bit more. What do you think about the new dashboard? You know, I'm not too impressed with it. Now, I haven't spent a lot of time with it. I'm going to go ahead and when we get done here, I'll hop on and see if I can figure out what's what. Maybe I can give you a sort of an ease, you know, from Major Nelson's podcast, give you a Xbox 101 on how to access certain things and where you want to go for other stuff. But as of right now, I'm not a fan of the new dashboard. We'll go a little bit more in depth next week. You need to go in depth via email to me. Go ahead and email xbox360solocast@gmail.com. Make sure the topic is dashboard, and maybe we'll give out some swag. Now, another thing that I need you guys to do for me, I'm running low on giveaways, so I'll be getting in touch with a bunch of different developers. I want to know from you guys, who are your favorite developers? Whether it's, you know, Infinity Ward, or is it Hothead? Do you like, you know, the baconing and things like that? Do you like Zen Studios with pinball effects. I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of people to see if they can, send some swag our way. And it's going to be in the form of game codes, maybe some apparel, t-shirts, hats, that type of thing. I guarantee you, not everybody is going to be able to say yes. Every developer wants to say, yes, here's a bunch of stuff just for you. Tell your listeners to enjoy. In a realistic world, I mean, video game developers aren't doing great right now, okay? Unless your name is Activision or Blizzard. It's a tough economy, let's be real. There are layoffs everywhere. THQ just laid off 30 people. THQ's not doing well, and that's too bad. I wish nothing but the best for those guys. But as much as they want to say yes, not everyone's going to be able to. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to ask, because unless you ask, the answer is always no. So let me know who your favorite developers are. Either you can tweet me at Smitty Smit on Twitter, or you can write into the podcast, the Xbox 360 Solocast at gmail.com, and let me know who you'd like me to reach out to. Because while not everyone can always donate a ton of stuff, there might be one or two that can donate, just a few things here and there. So, and I'll be sure to pimp their game, whatever it may be, on the podcast. That's not saying that every game is great, but there's certainly a redeeming quality about every game. Nothing is. I shouldn't say nothing. Have you played the Hulk Hogan Kinect game? That game is shit. I'm sorry, Hulk. If you're gonna send me some swag, you can keep it, because there's not enough swag in the world that is gonna get me to talk about that game in a good light. But anyway, I'm rambling at this point, guys. That's the end of the show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next week will be the last episode of the year. So, also, if you want some, you have some suggestions for the podcast, chime in. I'm not pigheaded enough to think that I know what I'm doing here. I just throw a headset on and start talking. And if I can make it 20 or 25 minutes without making myself look like an ass, I consider it a victory. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in to episode 11. I will see you next week. Take care, gang.